Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Christ had to suffer and to rise from the dead, and so enter into his glory. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you will rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power for me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. This is one of the few times Jesus is staying with the disciples. He just gives them the message that God the Father loves the world. That's why he sent the Son to save the world through his passion, through his cross. What Jesus expects us, we have to trust in the love of God, believe in the love of God. Jesus said he will come back. That's true. After resurrection, he appeared to the disciples. But today, he is entered to heaven, but still, Jesus is always looking at us. He's always walking by our side. He's always telling us, as well as to the disciples of his time, "Don't be afraid, I'm with you." Thank you, Jesus, that you suffer for our sake. We are sorry that we don't open ourselves so much. Help us to open ourselves. At least today, try to live moment by moment the will of God the Father. Jesus, give us this grace. Jesus, we open ourselves to you. Give us your strength. Thank you, Jesus.